Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS in Pasadena for a morning of multilingual readings, interactive performances, and lots of kid fun. It's Super Fun Saturday on June 1st. Get your tickets at las.com/events.
As discussed, California is on the brink of a full reopening after more than a year of coronavirus-related shutdowns. As we head toward this magic date of June 15th, we've been checking in with communities around the county to see how small businesses have weathered the pandemic. Today, we visit Van Nuys in the San Fernando Valley. KPCC's Itzy Quintanilla takes us there.
The San Fernando Valley was hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. At one point, Van Nuys was one of five neighborhoods in the valley with the highest infection rates. On Van Nuys Boulevard, a street lined with small businesses, car dealerships, and a swap meet, business owners have felt the effects.
At the beginning, I thought it was the end of the world, you know?
That's Nestor Lobo, owner of the bike shop called Retro Express Bicycles on the corner of Victory and Van Nuys Boulevard. Like most businesses, Nestor closed his doors to the public at the onset of the pandemic, but eventually he got word that bicycle shops were classified as essential businesses in LA. He reopened along with safety protocols, but the threat of the virus remained.
Going to work and exposing yourself to a type of virus that you don't know what kind of effect it's going to do in your body, it was like a lottery game. You know, you were going to work and putting your life at risk. But even though we followed, you know, we were disinfecting and cleaning, you know, it was very, very difficult to the point that I got sick and I had to close the shop for a few days.
Nestor eventually recovered from COVID-19, and he says business slowly picked up as restrictions relaxed and more people decided to pick up cycling during the pandemic. But right next door, at a Honduran restaurant called Baleadas y Mas, owner Lorena McCollum has a different story.
We signed the lease for this place on March, I believe it was March 5th. 2020. Then obviously after we signed the lease, a few weeks later, the whole world was shut down.
Governor Gavin Newsom issued the statewide stay-at-home order on March 19th, 2020. And since then, Lorena says the restaurant has struggled to get any financial help.
We have not qualified because we don't have a long-standing history. So it's been really hard on us and we're pretty much behind with rent because we're just not making it, you know.
Lorena says her restaurant has been offering takeout and outdoor dining, but despite a recent uptick in customers, she only has just enough to pay the chef and overhead. About a block away, Veronica Andrade, the co-owner of the Salvadorian restaurant El Cafetal, describes the first day of shutdown.
Como una bomba que nos cayó a todos.
She says it felt like a bomb dropped on everyone. Sales for the decade-old restaurant dropped about 90 to 95%.
Al principio tuvimos que prácticamente solo para cerrar, mi esposo y yo trabajando en el restaurante.
In the beginning, she says it was just her and her husband working in the restaurant, making about $100 to $200 a day. Veronica says that amount was not enough for rent, bills, much less for employees. And as for financial help from the federal government, she says the restaurant didn't qualify at first for one reason or another. But this year, with the help from their bookkeeper, they were able to fill out the applications and receive a PPP loan. But it's been hard. Veronica says a lot of customers who are used to dining in were bothered by their initial takeout policy. And when the restaurant opened their patio for outdoor dining, she says a lot of people didn't want to eat outside. And many didn't want to follow the rules, like wearing a mask, and would treat employees badly for requesting it.
Mucha gente que no quiere seguir las reglas se molestan con nosotros, tratan mal las muchachas porque les piden que usen la mascarilla, y es bien difícil.
But as difficult as it's been, Veronica says she knows of many businesses that had to shut down permanently. So she's thankful for the folks who've supported restaurants like her own during the pandemic. And now, with vaccinations and extended hours, Veronica says she feels like the restaurant is on a good path.
Ahí vamos. Con que salga para la renta,
as long as there's enough money for bills, rent, and employees.
Estamos bien. O sea, estamos contentos y que pues vamos a poder seguir adelante. Sí.
Other business owners in Van Nuys shared a similar sentiment, grateful to still be around, each taking it day by day. I'm Itzy Quintanilla.
All seven states on the Colorado River may have to cut back water, But not everyone agrees on how. From Coloradans who blame others for the crisis.
There continues to be a look upstream to solve a problem that we did not create.
To farmers who may lose their livelihoods.
We don't want to cut equal with everybody else.
Will they reach a deal in time? Listen to Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z water dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.